This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, a lot of people enjoy checking out books or maybe movies from their local libraries free of charge. Sometimes, if you really enjoy a book, you might go out and buy your own copy later. One Eau Claire-based art gallery has decided to take that library concept to the art world. Bill Henry Walker is the curator of the Artisan Forge Sculpture Park in Eau Claire and a sculpture artist. He's also the organizer of the Art Lending Library Program at Artisan Forge. He's joining us from our Eau Claire studio. Bill Henry, welcome to Central Time.
I'm great to be here.
What inspired you to try this art lending program?
Well, I met a short-tailed relative of mine in Minneapolis about a month and a half ago, and found that she was working in the same kind of program in Minneapolis. And when I heard about it, I said, that is so crazy. I wonder if it could work in Eau Claire. Now, of course, we have much different size markets. But I decided to put it to the artists at the Artisan Forge. And many of the artists said, hey, this is a great idea. Let's go for it. Let's see what we can do with it. So that's how it got started here. In Minneapolis, it started 6 years ago with three artists who decided to open up their little apartment, and they started loaning work out. And that program has grown over the last 6 years so that every 3 months they move 100 artworks into the public. And at the end of three months, the public bring the work back, or they purchase it, and they go on to the next into the next segment. So that program grew from just nothing to quite a movement of art, and we want to see that here in Eau Claire. It's starting small, and what we're discovering is that this is a word of mouth operation. People who borrow work decide, hey, this is such a great idea. They tell their friends, their neighbors. They have a painting for over the holidays, which they're proud to show, and the word gets out.
Now, I'd be a little nervous if I was borrowing art, a painting, or maybe one of your sculptures. I'd want to be really careful with it. I understand that part of the program is the artist actually comes in and helps set it up for them, so they're not fumbling around with nails and hammers.
I think this is really important. First of all, you get the artwork to their home and you install it. And the installing part is really important because, first of all, I want to see that painting displayed as well as possible. I don't want to see it crooked. I want to see it in the best possible spot. And, of course, this happened this last weekend where we went through three different places where this wonderful painting could be, and it was the last spot where the people said, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. And since then, the party has told me, this is a piece, I think we're going to keep this piece. And they've already told their friends and neighbors, they've already put it up on Facebook, and this is how the word gets out. So you're right, it can be a little nerve-wracking. This particular party said, well, if anything happens to the painting, we do have homeowners.
Now, talk about being an artist in Eau Claire. It's a great community for culture of all different kinds, but it's not a big city where you think of, people making great careers out of art. What is it like doing art in Eau Claire?
Well, of the three major art forms, music, theater, and the visual arts, certainly the first two are the most well-established. The visual arts come in a poor third, and it's really hard to make a living as an artist in Eau Claire. So most of the artists who are professionals have to take their work upstate, downstate, regionally, and in my case, I have taken my work to New York, to up and down the East Coast, down to Miami, and you have to find your markets elsewhere. Eau Claire is a very small community, and the people are just not used to having fine art, and the thought of fine art usually entails bigger bucks, and that sometimes is very off-putting.
If somebody's out there listening in the Eau Claire area, maybe they're an artist and they want to play along and have their art loaned out, or there's somebody who might be interested in borrowing art, how do they get involved?
Well, they basically have to stop by the Artisan Forge, which is on Claremont. And we have a sculpture park out front with a lot of sculptures. We have a new building, a lot of studios. We have a whole metal shop that's run by Greg Johnson. And they just have to stop by and tell us and make their art available to us. And it is a commitment on the artist's part to allow their work to be out of their inventory for 3 months. However, this is the way you get to meet people and start developing a community of people who appreciate art and who eventually will become collectors.
Do you feel as you're in the early days of this project, do you feel that community starting to come together around this?
I think so. We're getting artists who are willing to do this, and we're getting a few people who have already bought into this program and have taken work, and it's going to grow from here.
Bill Henry, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the project.
Great being here. Thank you very much.
Bill Henry Walker is the curator of the Artisan Forge Sculpture Park in Eau Claire and a sculpture artist. He joined us to talk about the Art Lending Library program he's organized at the Artisan Forge Gallery in Eau Claire.